Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back to the Empire segment. Today we have Mr. Red, the owner and CEO of the Empire Center, also of the Empire Group Incorporated. How are you this morning, Mr. Red?
I'm feeling super fantastic. I was wondering, were you guys going to have me back on the show? Did I do something wrong?
Of course not.
Oh, okay.
Not.
Good, good.
Wait, well. No, I couldn't get you back on here quick enough. Yeah, we had some inquiries in reference to the final expenses, so I wanted you to actually go a little bit more in depth about the final expenses.
Not a problem. What are the inquiries?
Well, some of the common questions are, when should they purchase a final expense product? And there's a little bit of confusion with the difference between the two products, the regular life insurance and the final expense. So actually what they're saying is, if I have insurance already, why do I have to have a final expense product?
Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's because usually when you have a life insurance policy worth $150,000 or $200,000, that's for your family. That's what you're leaving a legacy behind. You usually will get a final expense product to take care of any all of your arrangements as far as funerals are concerned. That way, it's already separated. So if you have $15,000 and you have of a final expense policy,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to worry about that $15,000 coming out of your legacy that you're leaving your family.
Right. So basically, it's separating the two.
It's separating it.
Okay. And I'm sorry, before we continue, I just want to make sure people know how to contact us. If they have any questions in reference to the show, or if you want to set up a time for an agent to come and sit down with you and talk to you about either a policy review or new policies, you can call in to the office, the Empire Center, which is located in Randallstown, Maryland. The number is 443-426-2040. You can also send your inquiries to by email, and that's info@theempiregroupinks.com. Or you can text your questions or concerns to 443-890-3183. Okay. Now, Mr. Red, also in reference to the final expense, with those products, a lot of the time they're actually able to do the pre-planning, correct?
Well, it's not what you call a pre-planning product. They have different products for that.
Mm-hmm.
They're a lot more expensive. They're usually 3, 5, 7, 10 pays, and that could cost you hundreds of dollars just to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That means that if you get that type of product, if you're doing a funeral for $7,500, you're actually paying for it at that time. With the final expense product, you can get $10,000 of coverage for mm-hmm. less, and it still does the same thing.
Right.
But I want to piggyback on something.
Okay.
If individuals feel uncomfortable with an agent, we have a facility that you can come to. It's very professional,
okay.
and you can sit down and you know, to have some comfort. Some people aren't comfortable with individuals coming to their home.
Right.
So you can come to the facility and you can enjoy. We even have coffee.
Is that free?
Yeah, it's free coffee.
Right. So, yes, and I definitely understand that because, you know, you don't know these individuals, and some people are very uneasy when you have different individuals coming into their home.
Yes, they are.
So that is a very good point that
exactly.
you're making.
We want to make everything comfortable for the client.
Okay.
And make it easy for them to make a very prompt decision.
Right, right. And I just want to touch back on one of the things that you said when you were talking about the prepay and the actual insurance. And I would like for you to explain that, because some people get those two products mixed up. I know normally those pre-plays are arrangements that are done, is this correct, at the funeral home?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
In the state of Maryland, the only one that can do a pre-planning is a funeral licensed funeral director.
Okay.
And so when you go to the funeral home, there's several ways that they actually do this. You can take your money, you can give it to the funeral home, and I am against that. And okay. the reason is because the funeral home can use a certain percentage of that money that you give them just for operational costs.
Oh, really?
So if you give them $10,000 and they can use 20% of it, and you decide to move to Arizona in a retirement state, you're not taking $10,000 with you.
So they're keeping the 20%?
The 20% law says that they can use the 20% of your money.
So what would be the advantage of an individual doing that?
Well, you can actually lock the price in okay. when you're doing that, okay? So they will lock the price in. Some of them, it depends how long. They'll put a stipulation on it. But the best way to do that is to use a final expense policy. When you use the final expense policy, it goes wherever you go. There's no changes.
Okay. So now when you say wherever you go, is that state to state?
State to state. You can go to state. You can go out of the country.
Really?
And as long as you have that policy and you're paying your premiums, it'll pay.
Okay. And that is very important to know. So if you originally purchased your policy in the state of Maryland and you then relocate to another state, that policy will sustain
it follows you everywhere
okay.
that you go.
Yes.
And the only thing that you have to do is call and send a letter to the company with a change of address.
Mm-hmm.
And your agent, we can still service your policy no matter where you go at.
Okay.
We can service the policy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Check and make sure that your beneficiary, you have the right beneficiary that's on there. Now, let me say this, okay?
Okay.
If you have someone that is questionable, a loved one, and you put them on there as beneficiary, you're hurting yourself. You should watch who you put on your policy as beneficiary.
That is a very, very, very good point. You definitely want to make sure, and even when you do place the individual on the policy that you want, you want to make sure that you have spoken with that individual, that they know that they are a beneficiary, that they understand the direction that you want them to take should, you know, you get called home, and make sure that those funds are going to the individuals that you want it to go to.
Exactly right. And the other thing is, once the policy has been issued, you can place down anyone that you want on as a beneficiary. But now, in the state of Maryland, your beneficiary has to have an insurable interest.
Okay.
And after the policy is issued, then you can make all the changes that you want.
Okay. And can you explain what an insurable interest is, just for the persons that don't know what that means?
Well, insurable interest means that they have some responsibility. Either you're married,
mm-hmm.
There's a son, daughter, some siblings that you're sharing a house together. If you have an agent, the agent can actually write out a statement and you can sign it and to clarify what the insurable interest is.
So,
okay.
So people, you can't go out and even with insuring individuals, you can't go out and pick Joe Schmo and say, "Oh, I'm going to insure him," because
exactly.
I think his life.
Okay. Because, well, you know what the problem is. Years and years ago, individuals was actually placing insurance on loved ones, and they didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the insurance companies have been around for hundreds of years,
mm-hmm.
so they understand what's going on. It's so sophisticated now that you really can't get away with anything because
right.
they check. They have what they call is the MIB, so they check to make sure that you haven't applied at other insurance companies, that you don't have medical conditions, and you're trying to sneak things through.
And hey, I don't mean to cut you off. Let's talk about that, the MIB report.
Okay.
How important is it for individuals, no matter what is going on with them, how important is it for them to be truthful on the application?
It's very important because if any time that you apply for an insurance policy, whether you take it or not, they send a report in to the MIB on your medical conditions.
Okay.
So when an agent comes in and write an application, they send the application in, it's actually go through the MIB. So when the MIB sends back, they send a code back,
mm-hmm.
and the code throws up a flag. That's when they rate your policies. That's when they say that counsel and said we decline to issue this policy to this individual for set reasons. Mm-hmm. Now, the agent will not get that information because of the HIPAA laws.
Right.
But if you want to know why your policy was declined or rated, all you have to do is request it, and they will send the information to your physician.
And I want people to really understand that, because what happens is if that policy for whatever reason is issued and you have lied or decided to keep certain information off of those applications, that could be the difference between your family being paid out on a claim
exactly
and then not getting
right.
anything.
Exactly right. Now, there's a 2-year contestable clause on every policy.
Okay.
And even after the 2-year contestable clause, they had a situation in New York years ago where an individual had $250,000 policy that was purchased. Mm-hmm. They issued the policy, but the individual didn't tell the truth on the application, saying that, you know, he didn't smoke.
Okay.
And he died from a smoking disease. So he had the policy for about 10 years. The company took the individual to court, and they ruled that you have to tell the truth on the application so that the insurance company can actually issue the policy properly. They didn't pay. They gave them all of their money back, the premiums plus interest, but the $250,000, they never received it.
So it's defeating the purpose.
It really is.
You are paying on this policy and the whole purpose of it is to secure your family's financial their financial issues, and then you put this information on these applications, your family is not going to receive the funds
that's right.
they're supposed to receive.
Just tell the agent all the information. If the agent is trained, then they'll know exactly how to underwrite the information.
Right.
And so when they underwrite that information for you, they'll be in a position to say you might get a rating.
Mm-hmm.
You might be charged a little extra for it. But you still can get it. It depends on what type of medical condition that you have.
The individual has. Right.
But I wanted to talk on, you know, a lot of individuals will get policies and the policies elapse and you have them for 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Those policies are still good even though they lapse, because if it's a cash value policy, you have what they call extended insurance.
Okay.
So individuals will go to the funeral home and they will give the funeral director a policy that lapsed, and they will check the policy out and say, well, this policy is lapsed and there's no coverage. Well, the insurance company doesn't tell the funeral home that there's extended insurance
or there's some cash sitting
that's correct
in the
so that policy that you had for 10 years that had that value, that cash value in there, even though it lapsed, it could be on the books for 20 additional years and 220 days.
Okay.
And you just have to call the company up and find out exactly what it is. That's why you should have the reviews. You should have professionals come and review your insurance to let you know exactly what you have.
It is important. It is very important for that to happen.
Yeah, pull them out of the closet and those plastic bags.
Dust them
blow
off.
Blow the dust off of them. And come on up there to Liberty Road and let us take a look at them.
And right. And I just want to say the center, it's called the Empire Center. It's 9637 Liberty Road. That is Suite F as in Frank. And Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Again, the telephone number there is 443-426-2040. And for our listeners, you can also listen live on the website at www.mybaltimorespirit.com. Please, if you have not had a review in some time, make it your business to, and if it's not even us, just make it your business to have a review. Have someone look at what you have, because what we find often is that people have, either they don't have insurance, and if they have insurance, they don't have the right type of insurance.
Exactly right. Exactly right. You know, do yourself a big favor, and here it is, okay? With us, we will not sell you to sell you. We're not going to replace your insurance just to replace it.
Right.
We're going to tell you exactly what you have, how much money you placed into that policy, and what the true value of the life insurance policy. If you had a policy that you've had since 1960, that you don't place so much money in there, you already paid for the insurance policy.
Right, right.
Okay? So the insurance companies, here's how our insurance company make their money. They make their money off of longevity. If you ever want to beat the insurance company, you buy a policy and you die in 3 days.
Okay. Now, Mr. Red, we're going to continue this show Monday. I want to let everybody know, have a blessed, blessed weekend.
We aim to tell the truth.
Okay.